greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And amidst all that goes on in this world right now, as things are tossing and turning and going to and fro, and people are carrying on with all of their ambitions and their plans and everything else, just always remember that God is in control in all that's taking place, that He has His plan and His will is going to happen. It's His kingdom that's going to come. It's His will that is going to be done. Now, for us, we want to align with that will so that we can flow with Him and be part of what God is doing at such a time as this. We don't want to miss what He's doing, especially since He's called us according to His plan and purpose to be ambassadors, to be sons and daughters of the living God on this earth at such a time as this, doing what God has for us to do. So He has a purpose for us, and it's important, you know, that we're on that, in that space, in that place. You know, the devil works very, very hard to keep you away from that, to keep you in a place where you don't connect up with the mind of Christ, where you don't connect up with who you are, where if he can just distract you away from that, then he can get you to think and create his paradigm, his hellish reality, his desire upon the earth. And that's what he wants to do through you. Even as God would birth through you, out of your belly would flow rivers of living water, that God would use that power of life that's in the tongue, that's in you, to speak. And even though it's a double-edged sword and it can cut to the bone, and it has that power, but he wanted to be able to speak life through you and to use that tongue that's in you to speak his word on the earth. Now, what does the devil do? He wants to take that very same tongue and use you to speak death, to use you to speak confusion and turmoil and destruction. So, you know, this is part of what we have to realize, that there is a battle on for your mind. There's a battle on for your consciousness. There's a battle on for where you will focus, who you will follow, who you will call Lord, and what is going to be your paradigm and your reality in this life. If you accept the proposition of the world, all they do is they make you a slave. Maybe at different levels, but you're still a slave. Whereas if you accept what God offers you, He will set you free from that so that you can follow Him. And those that follow Christ, they become bondservants of the living God. And in Him is liberty. In Him is true freedom. There's no freedom in the world. The world is a slave pit. The world is just a tyrannical structure of people that are lording over each other and trying to jockey for position through political means, through selfish ambition, through knocking each other off, through stabbing each other in the back. All of that is part and parcel of the world and the world system. There's no real friends in the world. It's the second that somebody loses their ability to be of any value and merit to them in the world, they will throw that person under the bus so fast. And if you ever see people not doing that, it's because there's still some remnant in them, some piece of them that still has some of their humanity. But you get a hardcore worlder that's gone the way of the world and the system, they will just burn you. They will burn everybody. They'll destroy everything. Now, they get power from the hurt and the harm that they do to God's creation, to other people, to the innocent, to the trusting, to those that are the most vulnerable in our society. Incidentally, God would have His church to look out for the vulnerable. That's what it said in James chapter 1, towards the end of the chapter. It said that religion that God accepts is pure and faultless. That's pure and faultless is this, to look after the widow and the orphan. You know that. So who are the widow and the orphan? Well, they're the most vulnerable in our society. So God says that if you're going to have a religion, if you're going to do this, if you're going to get together in a group of people, and if you're going to combine your resources to do something, to do anything, then this should be, this is something that he would say that this is a worthwhile endeavor. This is what they should be doing. This is something that is pure and faultless. This is something that is right. So that's what God says. So, they should be getting together to do what? To take care of the widow and the orphan. To take care of those that are the most vulnerable in our society. Now, that's what God calls the church to do. That's what God calls any religion. You know, if you're going to have... Here, let's read it. James chapter 1, verse 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So that... Now, here's the thing. When you see any religion that has not made this what they do, and I'm not talking about doing this for a show, I'm not talking about doing this when the camera's on, I'm talking about that this is what they do if they're going to get together. This is what they do as just its core behind their focus. Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father, God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So now, what happens though, is that what you see is that religion, in its current practice, actually, it doesn't help out the vulnerable in our society. It preys on the vulnerable in our society. Takes advantage of the vulnerable in our society, looks to profit from the vulnerable in our society. I mean, human trafficking, and we've talked about this a lot, on multiple shows and multiple programs, multiple places with, here and then just, in groups with others as well. Human trafficking as a business profits off of the most vulnerable people in our society, period. And it does the most horrendous, horrific things because they do not have the power to advocate for themselves. They do not have the power to fight back. They do not have the power to get out of that. And because they don't have the power to be able to do that and to save themselves, the world and the world system destroys them and literally siphons off of their soul and just breaks them into 1,000 pieces and just chews them up and spits them out. And that's what the world does. Now, if you've got a religion that's worth anything at all, if there's any reason that they get together and assemble at all, that should be first and foremost on their agenda and on their list, is to help those people out. Now, if they don't, then you should leave. If they don't, they are not pure and undefiled before God. This is pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this. So if it is not this, then it is not pure. And it is defiled. So it is impure and defiled religion to ignore this. It is impure and defiled religion to actually be part of this. Do you see? And by doing so, also that second part, to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Well, you're definitely spotted by the world if you're part of it. Oh, you're not just spotted, you are painted with that brush in the realm of the spirit. And yeah, it's just on you. So now, that being the case, will you exit that? How many people will not? No, because they want that collective. They want the safety of the group. They need the network. They wouldn't know what they would do without it. So then you're back to the problem, which is, come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's what Jesus said, because he knew that this is also going to be the dynamic that most of the places are going to end up in. Is that the very assemblies that people would get together in to try to come and to serve and worship God would be hijacked and would be the places that the wolves would set up shop. Even Paul said this, and he knew this was going to happen. He talked about this in Acts chapter 20. He said, I know that after I leave, that savage wolves are going to come in among you, and they're going to scatter the flock. They won't spare the flock. They're going to destroy the flock. They're going to come in. And in the book of Jude, right away at the start, he says, this is what happened. Savage wolves came in. They did come in. They've been there ever since. The amazing thing now is that God has created in this time, in this wrap-up of time, of what we're in this amazing season, He's given a way for the message to get back to you again. You know, through digital means and through other ways. Because, you know, it used to be you'd have to go out into the desert because people that spoke like I speak or like some of my other people that I know that walk with God and do this for real when they have their shows, how they speak too. We were not really that welcome, you know, to be, we couldn't speak the truth in those places because they wouldn't allow it. They kept it away. They didn't want it because that truth was dangerous. This truth was dangerous because it destroyed the whole thing that they've been trying to build and set up. But I tell you one thing that God's going to do. He's going to destroy everything. He's going to shake everything that can be shaken. The only things that can be shaken are the things that are not built on a firm foundation. If you're built on a firm foundation, you won't be able to be shaken. You will not be moved. But for those that are not built on a firm foundation, He's going to shake everything that can be shaken. So if it can be shaken, it is going to fall. Now that is not my problem. That is a reality of what we're coming into. It is my observation. It is what I will share with you so that you too can adjust and continue forward and move on. Let the dead bury the dead, but you move on with Christ because God's got something for you to do. God's got a reason and a purpose for you to be here, for you to live, for you to speak, for you to pray, for you to engage in the things of God. God has purpose and reason for you. So you need to do that. It is not ours to try to fix a dead and broken and dying system. Especially when God said that He's going to just crush and pulverize the whole system to nothing. So it's like chaff on threshing floor and the wind's just going to sweep through and just blow it all away. So if that's what God is going to do about it, why are you trying to save that? No. We don't try to save that. You got to step out from it. And then let God show you what to do. Because a lot of times, you're not going to be able to help them if you are in with them. Now, if God gives you an assignment and puts you around them, sure. But most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, it's people making excuses to stay there out of fear. And you know which one it is. So just be honest before God, and then you can continue on with what He has for you. Be honest with yourself, so you can continue on with what God has for you. You need to do that. Too often people lie to themselves, and they lie to God, and then they wonder why they're where they are and what's going on with them. You know, no need for that. Just be honest with Him. Be honest before Him. This life is short. We don't want to waste it. You don't want to waste the gift that God has given you to be part of what He's doing at this amazing time on the earth. So, yeah, no, it's an awesome, awesome thing. So I want to encourage you guys, continue to stay in prayer. Continue to press through when you feel the attacks of the devil. And golly, there's been some heavy ones in the recent history. Hey, that means we're over the target. That means we're taking flack because we're doing a work. And here's the other side of it too. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And listen, as you've been going up, new level, new devil. I used to hear that back in the day. But as you've been going up with Christ and growing, and you've been encountering these stronger and stronger sets of opposition, well, it's also you are stronger, and God has made you stronger. Just don't forget that either. Don't forget how far you've come. Don't forget how much God has built into you that is going to allow you and enable you and quicken you to be able to stand in a time where most people fall apart. So know that. Know that God's with you. Know that He loves you. Know that we love you. And we pray for you guys in Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and lead and direct you all of your days. God bless you. We love you guys. All right. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. And, yeah, we'll, you know, we publish when we can. All right. So, you know, this is we don't have a schedule. We just, put it out there when we get the opportunity. And thank you guys for those of you that stay close and you just check the homepage and you see when something comes up. And yeah, that's just kind of how we're doing it right now. I know we would like to upgrade the site and do some other stuff, and but all the stuff we just got to get to. So we're doing what we can. But God is always there with all of it. And you know, we're just grateful. So God bless you guys. We love you. Keep in touch. And we'll talk to you again sometime. So God bless you. Bye.